It's been 6 months since the General Assembly passed House Bill 2. It launched a national debate over transgender rights, government powers, and perceived safety issues. The backlash has cost North Carolina hundreds of promised jobs, concerts, and major sporting events. The fiscal damage is estimated to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Amid the turmoil, small business owners have tried to carry on as usual. WUNC's Jeff Tiberi reports.
It's lunchtime at Gassan's in Greensboro. Meat hits the grill, French fries drop into hot oil, and ice collects in paper cups.
We're like a quick service Mediterranean restaurant. One of our biggest and most popular items is the steak and cheese sub.
With onions, of course. Ziad Flahan is operations manager here. His mom and dad started the business 41 years ago. Gassan's now has 5 locations and a food truck. They do chicken kebabs, falafel, tabbouleh, hummus, all the tasty Lebanese staples. One of their restaurants is just a block away from the Greensboro Coliseum.
That is a lower volume store for us, so we are largely dependent on events that come to the Coliseum and tourism and people that come to this area.
House Bill 2 requires people to use the bathroom that corresponds to the sex listed on their birth certificate. The law also bans municipalities from passing any non-discrimination ordinance. Because of HB 2, Bruce Springsteen canceled a concert in Greensboro back in April. Earlier this month, the NCAA and ACC canceled future events in the city. Flahan says his restaurant has already lost $20,000 in revenue.
It's scary to think about how much more we're going to lose, especially with the NCAA and the ACC pulling out. It makes us reassess and think about, you know, if this thing doesn't get repealed, how long can we last here, you know? And when is it time to maybe make hard decisions as far as closing up shop?
Along with vanished revenue at restaurants and hotels, the cancellation of events affects caterers, linen rental shops, transportation services, pesticide companies, even banks and credit unions that handle payroll for many of the contractors. The results of HB 2 have had a ripple effect throughout the local economy. The total estimated loss of economic impact for Greensboro, stemming from HB 2, is $30 million. Henry Fourier is president of the Greensboro Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
It certainly tarnished us. We have worked very hard to establish a brand in the sports market, for one, and I feel that that has just deteriorated.
Fourier believes it's just a matter of time before something is done. Change could come from the legislature or the courts, but nothing appears imminent. And he says Greensboro can't truly work on fixing the damage until the law is gone. Meanwhile, in Durham, Tina Travis is on the go. She started Errand Girl in 2009.
Good morning, Errand
Girl. It's not a crippling blow to the business.
It's a small concierge company that handles transportation, babysitting, dry cleaning, picking up retail items, and whatever other errands people may need. Travis is super upbeat, the kind of person you want to be around, especially on a dreary day.
So you tell me how early you want to work, and you can hear children laughing all times of the morning.
She estimates 10 to 15% of her business come from out-of-town visitors and says Errand Girl is diverse enough in the services it offers that HB 2 hasn't had a noticeable impact. Other concierge services in the Triangle are also doing okay.
We all get together at the end of all of our quarters and we say, well, how did you do? What are you doing new? What are you doing different? And I must say that I have not heard that statement that because of HB 2, my business is down a little bit, or my business is up a little bit. It seems to be something that we are flowing with.
But she has noticed a change in tone with some of her customers. Travis says particularly with wedding parties that come in from elsewhere and who have heard about the controversial legislation.
I'm noticing that they may not bring up House Bill 2, but they're trying to find their comfort zone. They're trying to find, is this a nice, friendly concierge business who truly respects everybody for who they are and what they are, or is this a company that may not be so accepting?
Travis says her business has remained successful, largely due to the positive energy she puts out and a philosophy of inclusivity toward the customers. Fair or unfair, these days North Carolina is not viewed as an inclusive place, and it's hard to find anyone who says the economic effects of HB 2 have been positive. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.